You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Around him is in foul trouble.
Wow, that was a knee slapper right there. Shane Gillis at the ESPYs last night.
A knee slapper? What is the over-under on the age for saying the phrase knee slapper?
That was a joke right there.
What the hell? Am I working with Steiny?
Maybe.
That's a knee slapper from the 70s, goo.
I gotta tell you, man, that crowd yesterday was god-awful. I don't know what you expect from a group of athletes that are very sensitive and grew up in an age of sensitivity. I thought Shane Gillis was hilarious yesterday as welcome back Spadoni myself. Thank you, Evan Giddings.
You actually watched the ESPYs?
No, I didn't. I watched all the clips like everyone else of Shane Gillis and that crowd being god-awful. I thought that some of the jokes landed. Some of the jokes were funny. And I think Shane Gillis, for the most part, is a very funny person. It doesn't translate to, you know, ESPN, the ESPYs, and all those, you know, snoozers of athletes that are there in the crowd. Because let's face it, they hear the criticism all season long, and they try to say, like, oh, see, I'm a funny guy. I can take the joke. It's killing them. Like, even the Shea Gillis-Alexander joke right now, Shea was probably like, yeah, you know, I deserved half of those foul calls. You know, I'm just saying, like, I've never felt the need to watch the ESPYs personally. Now, when Steph Curry hosted it, what was that, a year or two ago, a couple years ago?
It was
Steph. So I was like, okay, let's see. I'll give Steph a chance. He's, you know, he's a nice guy. He's a family guy. I thought he had some funny Kings jokes in there when it was the skits. But it's what it is. It's July. We're dying for content. Some people are like, sure, what the hell? Let's turn it on. And I didn't even get to react to the content of the week, which was that All-Star game. And again, shout out Evan Giddings for filling in for yesterday. I'm sure you guys got to talk about that a bunch. The swing off, all of that. Incredible game. I thought that was awesome. I'm not sure if I love the swing off. That being said, it was an exhibition game, so I'm fine with it. I would have liked to see it go to extras and, you know, either the National League or the American League win it the old-fashioned way. But I thought it was cool. Brent Worker getting some redemption, obviously, from getting screwed the night before with the, you know, the 0.01 inch being away from, you know, overcoming Cal Raleigh. That was cool. But yeah, the ESPYs, Joe, I don't know. Did you watch any of it?
Not a single second. The Shane Gillis stuff, it was stuff that my cousin sent to the thread that I just looked at this morning.
Literally like 30 seconds before we were coming on here.
I just don't care.
Yeah, just not.
I'm so out on ESPN. We were talking about just the broadcast contrast between Fox and ESPN currently, and not that Fox is perfect by any stretch right now, but in terms of how they broadcasted the game the other day and everything, and I think just overall, my sentiment is there are specific ESPN entities that still are good to me. College Game Day is excellent. I still, you know, enjoy Pat McAfee from time to time, but the majority of ESPN's broadcasting I could do without. And in fact, I would have, you know, I would probably take it a step further and say the gold standard for almost all my life is probably dead to me.
Which is kind of crazy because for most of us growing up, why we got into sports was a big part of it was because of ESPN. And I remember when, you know, if your team was having a down year, right, and they weren't heavily featured on there, because it's always going to be the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, Lakers, whatever, right? But, you know, back in the heyday of if the Warriors are having a bad season, but they had an amazing win, what are you going to do that night?
Yeah, you're going to run to ESPN.
Exactly, because they're going to talk about it. Yep. It's going to be fun, and I'm going to hear whoever it was way back in the day talk about the game, whether it's, you know, Stuart Scott doing the booyah calls, Dan Patrick, Keith Olbermann's of the world, right? That was when it was fun. Now, in this world of, you know, I'm not sitting down on my television to watch SportsCenter anymore, and I'm just looking for clips, and yeah, maybe I'll go to the pre- and post-game shows of like the NFL, maybe the NBA, but even that's becoming more and more of a niche thing. Yeah, it's disappointing that I don't care about ESPN like I used to anymore, which sucks because I love ESPN when it was in its heyday.
Yeah, I mean, well, they were the only alternative at the time, right? So they had cornered the market, and even though Fox Sports had risen with like the best damn sports show, and they had their own version of what would be SportsCenter. I forget what they called it back then, but they had different highlight package shows,
right?
And they were never as good as SportsCenter, but SportsCenter also had Linda Cohn and Stuart Scott and all the individual personalities that I seeked out.
It felt big time.
Absolutely. Because
those people were synonymous. Like Chris Berman, watching Chris Berman talk NFL football felt big time.
No
doubt. And
that's
why he wanted to tune in for, you know, primetime, right? Sunday NFL primetime. So they could break down all the games, him and Tom Jackson. It would be the best.
Yeah, love there's that no stuff. Doubt. And I just don't know. I don't really know if what... I don't know what lane ESPN wants to be in. Do they want to be like taken serious as like we televise all the best games, or do they want to be a content creator? I know they're going to say all of these, all of the above. At one point, they did hardcore journalism for the longest time, and they actually did real journalism. And I know when the domino flipped is when they went hard on concussions and they were partnered with the NFL, and the NFL was like, yeah, you better like back off the concussion thing or we're not going to be partners anymore.
Well, and they still do, to their credit. There's certain writers that are still there, and obviously a shout out to our friend Anthony Slater, friend of the show, our insider, formerly of The Athletic, now officially over to ESPN, where he was prior to being with The Athletic. So shout out Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, and now insider for ESPN as well. So they still do some good work over there. The Brian Windhorst, you know, Ramona Shelburne article we referenced just the other week, talking about LeBron, all of that. Seth Wickersham, right? All this, all the work he's done when it comes to the Brady Belichick saga. So they still have some people over there.
They do, but I think that when you think ESPN right now, what are you thinking of? I'm thinking of Stephen A.
Yeah, him and Pat McAfee.
Yeah, McAfee as well. Yeah. I consider McAfee like his own entity. Like, I think he could walk away right now from ESPN and do something very similar. Now, he is definitely benefiting from having the Schefters and the Wendy's and all the different people that ESPN puts through the car wash and gives you to your platform. But it's just, it's not the same. It's not what it was. In many ways, they mirror what I have like a running joke about Nebraska football. Nebraska football is never coming back. I don't care what anyone says. It's never coming back. They're done. They might be good for a year or two. Good luck getting a bunch of 18, 19, 20-year-olds to want to go to Nebraska.
Well, the NIL money could change that.
Just no.
Get a good booster in there.
I'm letting you know
this. I will play in Nebraska for millions of dollars. I'll tell you right now.
Joe, I'm letting you know this right now. Nebraska football will never be what it was in the 80s and 90s and the 70s prior. It's just, it's never turning back.
Can you name two cities in Nebraska?
Lincoln.
I said two. Skip that. I couldn't even name Lincoln.
I know that there's like, there's a golf course out there that's really Pine Bluffs.
Omaha.
Or something.
There we go. That's Omaha, Nebraska. There we go. That's the College World Series, right? That's over there. That's look at us. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. So you were with E-Dog Evan Giddings yesterday. I'm sure you guys touched a lot of the baseball. How'd it go with the unveiling of our bracket, our Barrier Sports Talk bracket?
I thought it went pretty good. You know, we broke down Jimmy G and is he elite?
Oh, God.
And obviously Brock Purdy, this feels like he's going through the exact same existence. And then broke down Kevin Durant and just the entire saga there. I mean, really, you're chipping away at boulders. I mean, these things are, Stonehenge thinks these things are ancient.
So you had the four categories in the top right quadrant. So we have this up on our YouTube and our social, right? Are the best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st century. And we will be diving into some more of those today. We would love your participation. You know the number, 888-957-9570. That is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. Do we unveil which ones we're talking right now, Joe, or do you want to tease that a little bit later? What do you want to do? How do you want to do that?
No, I say we tease it. As we're talking about ESPN, I did want to bring up something. There's a YouTube golfer named Grant Horvat. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but the guy...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, the guy's got millions of views and followers, and he's humongous. And very similar to Pat McAfee, you know, all the big corporate brands want to be able to work with him. And I just feel like we've reached an inflection point in media, and we're going to have someone who actually likes to really evaluate media, and Ethan Sherwood Strauss on in about an hour. And I want to ask him, as he's gone away from ESPN, he split off of ESPN and started his own independent Substack, and he's done a really good job there. I follow him on Substack. He writes very interesting pieces. Some I agree with, some I don't, but they definitely make me think every single time. But a guy like Grant Horvat was offered by the PGA Tour. This is not a PGA Tour guy. This is a YouTuber. He makes YouTube golf videos.
He's a separate entity.
He was offered by the PGA Tour to compete in the Barracuda, which is up in the Tahoe Truckee area. It is basically a cross event. Right now you have a major going on in golf. In the golf world right now, they are all overseas and they're doing in Ireland, the British Open, and it's called the Open. And they usually do a PGA Tour event that kind of goes against it. And so anybody that doesn't qualify for the Open would play in this Barracuda. And so to drum up interest for it, the PGA Tour was like, hey, Grant Horvat, we will give you a sponsor's exemption and let you play in this.
Mm.
Grant Horvat makes so much money from his independent YouTube channel where he's doing Phil Mickelson videos and Scottie Scheffler videos, and he does stuff with the Bryan brothers, who are also YouTube sensations. He basically said to the PGA Tour, he said, hey, I'll do the event if you let me do my YouTube thing. And the PGA Tour said, no, we're not letting you do your YouTube thing on our brand. Mm. And he basically declined it.
Mm.
Think about that. 15 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago. Could you imagine somebody in the world of sports saying no to one of the big brands and getting an opportunity because their YouTube channel was infinitely more popular and more lucrative for that individual than actually competing on the PGA Tour event? I thought it was wild, but it's where we are in the media landscape.
That is pretty wild. I'm looking up this guy right now as the Open is currently underway over at, where is it at this year?
It's in Ireland.
It's in Ireland.
It's okay. In the town where Rory McIlroy, or close to proximity where Rory McIlroy grew up.
So Northern
Royal
Ireland.
Port Rush?
Royal Port Rush. Yeah, Northern Ireland then. Okay. I always root for my Irish guy, Shane Lowry's of the world, Paddy Harrington. There you go. And then obviously Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland, a little different. But you know what? I always like golfing in the rain. I think it's an underrated aspect of it, and it separates the men from the boys. So good luck to all those people out there. But I'm looking up this guy, Grant Horvat, right now. And you're right. He actually, Scottie Scheffler, the world number one. Oh, I mean, this guy's unflappable, right? And he had a one-on-one with him on his YouTube channel. And Scheffler tried to give him the advice of, hey, man, they're giving you a spot. I wouldn't hesitate to take it. Now, part of this is Scheffler. He's the face of PGA Tour right now. He is the guy, one of the faces, him alongside Rory. So he's trying to, you know, hold the water up for the organization. I feel him on that. There's a little bit of that. But also, I feel Scheffler's telling the guy, like, hey, dude, if you want to branch out, here's your opportunity to do so.
He doesn't need the Barracuda tournament. He's printing money on his YouTube page.
Okay, but if you want to be taken seriously within professional golfing, like, that's great. You could be a YouTuber. You could be Jake Paul. You could be Logan Paul. If you want to be taken seriously in, like, a professional sports world, then you could, you know, do this, maybe win it, finished top five, qualified top 10, whatever.
But what he's saying is he doesn't need it.
Well, then don't do it then. Okay, then no, don't but do I, it. But I think, I'm not gonna care about Grant Horvat going forward then.
Like, well, I mean,
if he's not playing in the big tournaments, right? He's just gonna be another YouTuber to me.
Well,
which
that's
fine.
That being said, I mean, Bryson DeChambeau is huge on YouTube now,
and it's changed their perceptions of him.
Yeah, Bryson's also not this guy Grant Horvat.
No, but
Bryson's
I'm going
major championships.
I think Joe, where I'm going at with this is that as you see news that, you know, Fox Sports fires everybody on all these television shows who are former athletes, and it's because of the scandal with Joy Taylor and their big executive and Emmanuel Acho. As they're firing them, who are they rumored to hire? A bunch of YouTube and podcasters in Barstool. And I'm coming back to this same kind of stance where this media landscape that we're in right now is completely upside down. And I think that legacy media has been slow to adapt, ourselves included. Look at radio. I think this is a great indicator. Like, people watch us and listen to us in non-traditional ways. Yeah. We have a bunch of people watching us on YouTube. You couldn't do that 10 years ago. Yeah. You know, not a lot of people have old school transistor radios like they used to. That's why I've scoffed at measuring us by this Nielsen ratings for so many years. It's a completely archaic, you know, blind dart throw. And as you look across, whether it's ESPN, Fox Sports, Amazon, Apple Plus, NBA, as we're going to talk about Adam Silver, everybody is trying to figure out what is the correct course of action to monetize what we're doing the right way. And someone like Grant Horvat, like Barstool, their value is that they can actually tell these big entities, yeah, I'd like to work with you, but I don't need you. And that is just a complete upside down reversal of where we were 5-10 years ago. Nobody told ESPN 10 years ago, yeah, I don't need you. You know, Dan Le Batard branched off from ESPN as making more money with DraftKings. Mm. That couldn't be said 10 years ago. Barstool will probably partner with Fox Sports, but they don't really need Fox Sports. Now, I'm sure it'll be financially lucrative for both individuals.
Correct.
But think about where we're at right now in our media landscape. A guy who's not a real actual golfer told a golf event, yeah, I don't think I need to go on to one of your events. It's just, as I watched the ESPYs last night, it felt like I'm watching an archaic thing from yesteryear. I'm telling you, man, things are upside down right now in the media world.
And what you're referring to is, you know, Fox Sports, obviously, they're nearing an expansive deal with Barstool founder Dave Portnoy. That would include him appearing on its college football pregame show. The deal would also involve Barstool content being featured on FS1, sources told Front Office Sports. So that's via Front Office Sports there. And obviously, this goes back to, remember, Barstool tried to do it with ESPN, and ESPN backed out. They didn't feel comfortable with it. They had the, the part of my take crew, Big Cat, and
they're supposed to be a part of this Fox thing.
They're supposed to be part of it, too. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I question when there is a separate entity like that, and it becomes more corporate, and they're not going to be able to do their F-bombs, their S-bombs, stuff like that.
Depends.
And it's worked with McAfee. Right? It's worked over with
ESPN.
Well,
they've allowed McAfee to have some leniency.
And that's basically one guy. I know he has his crowd around him and his other producers and other hosts around him, but it's basically Pat McAfee. I do wonder if Fox can handle the egos of all those different, the Portnoys, the Big Cats of the world, and the PFT commenters of the world.
Yeah, I just think we're in such a shifting media landscape. And I think, you know, as you see the broadcast partners struggle with this, now look at the different leagues. You know, the NFL sells all their packages nationally. Who are they partnered with? Apple?
Everyone.
Amazon?
Yeah.
CBS? Fox? ESPN? They're wherever you are, the consumer. I think the NBA is why they made this new deal with Apple and why they've got some things that they want to throw onto Amazon, and why NBC is one of their partners right now because they want to get on that Peacock app. They are trying to figure out, like, oh, these regional sports networks, they're going away. How do we adjust in this ever-shifting media landscape? I think Major League Baseball is having the same discussion as they do Friday nights on Apple Plus. MLS, where do you find MLS?
Apple.
Apple Plus, it's behind a paywall. Yeah. So I think Not only are the broadcast partners, the traditional legacy media, trying to shift right now, I think the leagues are trying to navigate it right now. I think the personalities within these entities and independently are trying to figure it out. I don't think I've ever been more confused as a consumer as to what the hell is actually going on. And the question comes back to, how do I just watch the Giants tonight? How do I just watch the Warriors tonight? The Niners tomorrow? Right? Like, that's the question my mom asks all the time.
Well, it's everything but the game, kind of. It's what's happening before and after, and obviously during the halftime show or whatever, but no one really watches that or cares about that.
Nobody watches
because I'm going to watch another game at the same time that's overlapping it. So it doesn't matter.
It's so true.
But that's also kind of what I'm getting at here, and I know we're up against it, and you know the number. It's 888-957-9570. How are you consuming right now? And I want to ask the people, because we have so many different people. Either they're texting in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, or they're commenting on YouTube, right? We got people calling in. So we do have different ways of reaching you and people reaching us. And obviously, yeah, the traditional fashion of just listening on the radio, on the FM dial, or you're on the app, the Odyssey app, which is free to download. It is awesome. We have all these different ways.
We're also on iHeart now,
too. We also are on iHeart. Exactly.
Which is crazy.
We have a deal
with
them.
So if you're on iHeart, that's where you can catch us as well.
We're everywhere, right? But at the same time is when it comes to the television broadcast these days and people cutting the cord, right? Like, I don't find myself watching the Fox pre and post like I used to.
No.
With, you know, the Kurt Menefees of the world and Howie Long.
Do you watch College Game Day?
Sometimes
I have it on in the background.
I like it when it came to Cal and it was regional. That was cool. So I was like, I'll tune in there. That's pretty unique, right? But not all the time. Now, granted, I say that it's on my phone. So like there's like I'm watching some clips of the like what did Nick Saban say about Alabama? Mm-hmm. How's Nick Saban feeling about I don't know, USC or what Ohio State,
it's
right?
It's not appointment television for you or appointment viewing.
I don't know what is appointment viewing still when it comes to pre and post stuff for
inside the NBA was for me still.
Is it still for most people right now?
I don't know if I'm alone in that.
888-957-9570. What outside of the games for you people, our fans, I don't want to say that, right? What do you mean, you people? What is appointment viewing anymore in sports outside of the games? 888-957-9570.
The NBA Cup is.
Well, I mean,
that's a joke.
It's just it's big time. You're LeBron.
Why does the NBA Cup exist? To create appointment viewing
during
the regular season for your broadcast partners,
which we don't care enough about during the regular season anymore.
100%.
It's all about the Benjamins. We know that. Shout out Benjamin Spadoni. He should be asleep right now. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. We can actually touch on this with Ethan Sherwood Strauss, House of Strauss Substack. I'm sure he's talked about this ad nauseum, wrote about it ad nauseum, and I can't wait to talk about his latest piece in regards to big NBA money screw-ups, talking about that in the CBA right now. And quite frankly, I think the NBA has a problem, and we're going to get into it.
I want to hear this.
And Dave Fleming is going to come up at 8:30 as well, talk about Giants second half, All-Star break, all of that. It's Spadoni, it's Chasky, it's the Morning Roast, it's 95.7 The Game.
Morning Roast. This is the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni, Joe Chasky. We'll be right back after the break.
I love that that's we'll be right back after the break as we just come back from break. It's my favorite part about that rejoin. It's like Inception. Which I was watching the other day, because I haven't seen it like in a decade plus. It's still so damn good. Chris Nolan in his bag. Leo DiCaprio. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
The spinning dreidel thingy?
The totem.
Oh, yeah. Is that what he calls it?
Okay, yeah, the spinning top.
Yeah,
but that's, they're called the totem, so they know if they're in a dream or out of a dream. Yeah,
that's so good.
What would yours be?
A dream within a dream within a dream. What would mine be?
Yeah, like you have your own little thing, like roll a dice.
No,
either baseball. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't like things in my pockets.
No, yeah, you'd have a football that keeps spinning. If not, that's what you would do, right? It's Spadoni. It's Chasky. It's the Morning Roast. We were talking ESPYs. We were talking just where we're at with sports media right now, and what are we consuming as Fox Sports is trying to partner with Barstool. There's a corner reports there that they're gonna, you know, be doing some stuff with the college football broadcast next year. We'll see what's going on with ESPN going forward. Obviously, these regional deals in the sports world. Front office sports had to sit down with Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA. Commissioner saying, yeah, we're not going to expand until we figure out these regional sports broadcasts. And when is that going to happen? We'll talk to Ethan Sherwood Strauss in about 27 minutes. House of Strauss, obviously former of ESPN. He was there during the heyday of the Golden State Warriors and their dynasty run. And he's talking about the NBA and where their finances are screwing up right now and kind of screwing some of the younger players right now.
I also think he's an interesting individual as we talk about, like, how do you consume stuff? He broke away from ESPN and went independent and chose to stay independent.
Right.
As we're talking about, like, different independent industries or independent companies coming together with these big corporations. There's just a lot going on. He wrote something about the NBA, and it's on his Substack. I follow him on Substack, and I just think it's really good. You know, one thing that I saw is we're talking about all this money. You know, Oklahoma City just spent like $1 billion on three guys, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And I'm talking about the life of the contracts.
Good for them, right? Like, I do want to say that I am happy to see those guys rewarded for winning a title and wanting to keep a young core together going forward. Continue.
Yeah, but at some point, because of the CBA and the restrictions, one of these guys will not be on the team 4 or 5 years from now. They're going to have to make a decision. You literally can't field the team.
Which is dumb, I think, first and foremost. Like, the whole point of drafting young talent is wanting to keep them and paying them and trying to keep them. And now we have a league that's trying to say, no, you can't do that. Then what are we doing here, right? Right? A little bit.
We have spent more time this offseason in the NBA talking about the finance of the teams and what they're going to do spending-wise and what they can't do spending-wise and who they can't trade, then we have talking about team building and how your team can get better. It's about dumping, and it's about restricting. And I just don't think as a league and as a fan of a team, I want to talk about how we've gotten better. You know, like, the Niners had a lot of holes this offseason, and they let some guys go. We could argue, was letting Dre Greenlaw go the right move? I don't know.
We'll see.
Right? But there's a part of, hey, we got a lot cheaper in certain areas, and we think we got better in certain areas because of the draft.
Right.
And we extended Brock Purdy to keep him. We extended, you know, Fred Warner to keep him.
Real quick, speaking on the Niners, I do want to send this out there. Wednesday night, so last night, you might have been asleep, the 49ers reached a contract agreement with their second-round rookie defensive tackle Alfred Collins.
Good.
The rookie deal is worth $10.3 million over 4 years and includes $9 million guaranteed. That's per Adam Schefter and Adam Schefter's source, obviously. So the Niners are the third team, I believe, now to actually sign their second round pick of this past year's draft. So I'd throw that in there. It's important. It's important right now as we're talking finances, right?
And I don't think anybody really cares. Did he make nine? Did he make 10? They're just like, oh, good. Our second round pick's going to be there, right?
Yes.
And I think too much about the offseason this for like a basketball fan has been about salary dumping and who can't afford what and what restrictions are in place. And it's just really difficult.
I just want to talk about the teams.
Exactly.
Like, you know what was fun during like the heyday of the Warriors, the Cavs, LeBron, Steph? Like, all right, what team in the East is actually going to give them a run for their money? Which team in the West is going to legitimately be there? All right, I think it's the Rockets. And then, are we buying the Hawks, right? And the Raptors, I don't know. Like, let's talk about the actual teams in the game. Like, we're still talking about, it's July 17th, and we're either talking about Kuminga or LeBron James.
Or the Phoenix Suns dumping a bunch of people.
There you go.
And the Boston Celtics dumping a bunch of people.
And it's not fun.
No.
I don't think it's
great for the consumer is what I would say. And so I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to myself, like, let's just remove Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
He's not the only one that's going through this right now. There's kind of like a musical chairs game going on in the NBA because of all these restrictions. You can only pay so many guys. And if you're not one of the guys that gets a big monster contract, those are the haves.
Right.
You become instantly in kind of no man's land.
Mm.
And put Kuminga in there in the mix. But think about the guy who didn't get the contract from Oklahoma City. It's about Josh Giddey.
Yeah.
Now, a couple years ago, I think a lot of people thought Josh Giddey was going to be a part of their long-term future.
Oh, I did. I thought his stock was rising.
Yeah, and quickly he had a playoff series that was really ugly, and there was some stuff off the court that he was
big, though. Like, his image took a massive hit with those allegations with
absolutely
him off the court, and I think it was made people uncomfortable, and it was out of sight, out of mind. I don't need to pay attention to this guy anymore. And also, with the rise of all those other young players, I didn't need to.
No.
And Oklahoma City told you this past offseason, we don't need you. Kick rocks. We'll bring in Caruso.
Yeah.
So
you're 100% correct. And so, like, I'm thinking about the way the NBA conducted business four, five, six, seven, 8 years ago. Someone like Kuminga or Josh Giddey, maybe they don't get a $250 million deal, but they would have got something that would have been somewhere in the middle ground that we all would have said, like, yeah, probably an overpay right now, but you're hoping he can live up to the contract over time.
Maybe like a three-year 70, $75 million, something like that. It's like, I could see that, right?
It's all monopoly money to the normal Joes, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he is sitting here going, does anybody want to give me a big contract?
And he's clearly good enough to be like a difference maker on like legit teams. I know he was on the Bulls, but even when he was on the Thunder playing with those other guys, you could see the talent there. Hell, I'd take him on the Warriors right now because I do think he'd be a positive on the court now with all this off the court stuff. Will people still want to bring him in here? I don't know. But just we're talking pure basketball. I still think he's a positive player. He is.
And the reason why I bring him up is because him, like Kuminga, because these guys didn't get the mega max contracts of a Chet, Jalen, or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they're coming up on the end of their deal, they're kind of stuck in no man's land, and they become have-nots. And what Ethan Sherwood-Strauss, who we're going to have on in about 15 minutes, what he was writing about is that back in the day, the old way of conducting business at media, we would say things like this, and we were all guilty of this. How will money change player X? If I give this guy $100 million, what's he going to do? I remember when, like, Pablo Sandoval, everyone was like, he can't keep his weight now. When you give him $100 million, what's he going to do?
Just think of all the Happy Meals he's going to be downing. Oh, my God.
But, Joe, was that not a real concern?
No, it was.
How will money change this individual?
God, I can go for
now, like Ethan Sherwood-Strauss went to Summer League. He wrote an article. He says, now, you know how people are talking? How will not getting the money of a Chet, of a Jalen, affect the psyche of someone like a Josh Giddey, like a Jonathan Kuminga? I thought that was crazy fascinating.
I think that's a great point. And we're going to pick this up on the other side because we are up against it. Bruce in Ohio also wants to join in the conversation, talking about, we're kind of balancing this right now, about sports consumption and how we're consuming sports. And ultimately, it does have a trickle-down effect to the actual players now going forward when it comes to these regional contracts, all this different stuff happening, and all these the league finances getting tightened up, especially in the NBA. It's affecting players like Josh Giddey and Jonathan Kuminga. But it is time now for the strongest player of the game, because the Valkyries did have a game last night, and you know what that means the day after. It means we have the strongest player of the game, brought to you by El Camino Health, our strength, your health. And I love, keep it up. Keep it up. Fly to the Valkyries. Give it to me. I always think of Bugs Bunny when I hear this. Every time. Yeah. They're struggling right now, though, Joey. Golden State Valkyries have dropped their third straight game yesterday afternoon against the Seattle Storm. But they did get 10 points and 4 rebounds from Janelle Solon. It's the second consecutive strong performance from Janelle. On Tuesday night, she had several clutch shots, including this game-tying jumper in the fourth quarter.
Hayes will be the inbounder. Hayes gets it to Solon. Solon, jumper. It's in! Oh, Janelle Solon tying it up at 77! Listen to the crowd at Chase! Janelle Solon, the rookie, coming up big here late. A huge three, and now a jumper from the left side on the inbound over the contest of Alyssa Thomas. She buries it.
All right. That sound courtesy of Deuce Mason right here on 95.7 The Game, where we are your home for Golden State Warriors and Valkyries baby basketball. And you can find it all on the Odyssey app, which is free as well. And that was the strongest player of the game, brought to you by El Camino Health. Our strength, your health. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come on back on the other side. Bruce in Ohio will get to you. Plus, Ethan Sherwood-Strauss at the top of the hour. House of Strauss, Substack, formerly of ESPN. Guy knows his stuff when it comes to all things NBA basketball. And we'll discuss the latest in regards to what the hell's going on with Jonathan Kuminga and the Josh Giddeys of the world not getting paid. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.